Sociobite podcast. Visit sociobite.wordpress.com for more information. Hey guys, welcome to the first podcast of Sociobite. Since this is the first one, I'm not putting a lot of pressure on myself to do it perfectly. I'm just going to introduce you a little bit to the podcast and the blog, and maybe react a little bit to an article I read today. So first off, let me tell you what Sociobite is. It's a blog I started about a month ago. I'm really fascinated by social technology and what that is. So I'm going to maybe read you just sort of the about Sociobite from my blog site. I'm just going to read it word for word. So sorry if it gets a little long. True, you could be reading it. But isn't it so fun to just hear my little voice? All right. Here's what I find so fascinating. Social technology. I mean, what does that even mean anymore, right? What is not social technology? Okay, obviously lots of things, like the color orange and sneezing, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with the crust still on, and skepticism. But the amount of socialness in my life that is not tied in a pretty immediate way to a technology is small, and just involves my grandma. Going to a party, for example. Would I remember or even know about it without Facebook? I would certainly never show up without texting at least 4 people to make sure they were already there or on their way. And it would be a total party fail if I didn't Twitter about how drunk I was on the way home and post pics of the outfit I wore to my style blog the next day. And love? Dating? I have to boast, I'm a pretty great in-person flirter, but even I don't know how I would navigate the first days, weeks, months of a relationship without texting, Facebook messages and wall posts, and photos of his entire post-2005 dating history. And after it ends, the stalking of the new girlfriend's Flickr account, the bizarrely public Facebook relationship status update, and the passive-aggressive G-chat status updates are necessary, people. Breaking up without these things is unfathomable to me. There are so many goddamn things to say about social technology, I am like crazy with it. Crazy, I tell you. I seriously want to write about this, like a book, or at least a journal article. But let's be honest, I have enough on my plate. So I'll just say what I want about these fascinating things that I'm so fascinated with. Little pieces of social technology equals sociobites. If anyone wants to contribute, holla at a girl! So that's the first blog post. So I've started writing. I don't have that much, a couple weeks worth. I've written a couple times a week. But I thought I would start a blog because, as you can tell from this, I'm pretty obsessed with technology, and I like the idea of learning how to do a podcast, and this seemed like a good opportunity. So I thought maybe the blog would be experiences I have in my own life with technology and how I react to them, and then maybe the podcast would be articles I read that reference new social technologies and maybe unexpected things about them. So this first article I have is from, and you know, I don't know what copyright is with, you know, if I'm allowed to just read things. I'm going to. I feel like I don't know if anyone is ever going to listen to this, so I think it's cool. But if anyone feels offended by me using the article, first of all, welcome to the podcast. Second of all, I'll take it down, or you should just come on and read it yourself. Okay, so this is from the New Yorker, December 14th, 2009. The article, The Department of Hoopla, Getting In, by Ian Parker. And basically, the article is about party crashing, based on, now I'm totally going to butcher this, but Michelle and Tariq Salahi, who busted into that Obama party, snuck in. So there are 2 interesting things about technology in here, and I'm going to read both of them. I'm not even going to react to them. Maybe in the future I will. Right now, first podcast, no pressure on my own self. So basically, someone is telling a story about how they got into a party, and one of the things they did was they'd feign a fight with the woman they were with, and so I'll read the article. Natural human reluctance to get involved in a domestic means that the bouncers will lift the velvet rope and wave you through. Did he remember the feigned arguments? One was about whose responsibility it was that a rented videotape was now overdue, he said. This detail suggested that his technique had been untested for some years. So, that's funny, because there are no videotapes that are overdue anymore. Isn't that weird? That excuse, that fight to get into a party could no longer be used, because nobody, especially rich people, rents videotapes. They would just do immediate download on their computer, or they would just have Netflix, or they'd just watch Hulu. Okay, then the next one is, this is in the same article. So they say, they basically talking about how it's a lot more trouble to get down, and they say, Nadine Johnson, a New York-based, I'm sorry, it's a lot harder to get in, you can't just fake an argument anymore. Okay, Nadine Johnson, the New York-based publicist and event organizer, said that she takes the trouble to download photographs of her guests from the internet and attach them to the list held by her staff. First, technology reference. Crashing is largely attempted not at the party, but in the days before, by email. For every invitation sent by email, a publicist might receive two RSVPs. Okay, so that's not even necessarily social technology, but it's an interesting technology thing I read, and little endorphins went off in my brain when I read it, and so I thought I would share it with you here. Anyways, first podcast done. Check me out. Hopefully, it'll be an us sometime if anyone else wants to contribute at sociobyte, which is sociobyte dot wordpress.com. Ta-ta.